all services were on the chopping block, according to Transition Board. They were looking at privatizing, contracting out anything they could. So, you know, waste collection obviously became a hot topic. And so the debate was really heating up over public versus private. We kept saying we could do it as well or better and safer and more efficient, whatever. And they kept saying no. And they were being courted quite a bit here by interest groups, including a lot of corporations from the States. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so, and like I said, we were now even attending council even more, obviously. I attended all Transition Board meetings and attended all. So they kept hearing from me, and I guess it was like, you guys have your stats, we have our stats, how do we know which stats are?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, so, all right, let's have a competition to see who's best. Put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
But winner takes all. None of this bullshit, whatever. Yeah. Well, how are we going to do that to make sure that no one rigs it and, like, you know, you guys manipulate the data your way, we manipulate it our way. So we learned about from one of the finance gurus, mathematician guy, whatever, finance, what they call activity-based costing, and that it was a pure system that everyone could see, and it was easy to follow, and you couldn't really manipulate it.
Okay.
After you go through it, you would know. But if you use that model, you can't mess with the numbers. The numbers are the numbers and blah blah. And we worked it. It took us a while to negotiate what the line items would be and everything else, but we did it.
Okay.
And went ahead. It took about 3 years.
And this is all still early 2000s.
Yeah. So what they did, rather than privatize everything, which was what they were going to do, they were going to privatize. So. Recycling was already privatized in the sense that they had a non-for-profit OFIT doing it.
Okay.
The materials recycling and collection of recyclables was done by it's non-public. It was a not-for-profit.
Okay.
Actually, it was weird. So they had that, so we didn't have that in-house anyway.
Okay.
But the curbside collection, we did. And so they were gonna, so what they said, okay, let's split the service in half, give half to private, and half to you guys keep doing it, and winner takes all. And we said, fine. What we didn't, so we thought of just about everything in terms of the activity-based cost, and that's to be fair. What we never thought about is how they were going to divide up the city and whether that be fair. And we felt it was a trap. So what they did was they gave everything below the escarpment to public and everything above the escarpment to private.
Sounds like Toronto, where I live, yeah, west east.
So below the escarpment is the population density, the traffic congestion, alleys, narrow laneways, everything you
street
can
parking.
Everything you can imagine. On the mountain, none of it. They didn't have at the time some of the buildings that they have up there now, but and still it's very flat.
Yeah.
Broad lanes, no alleys.
Yeah.
Suburban. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a setup. So we made a lot of noise, and they said, what they said was, well, you guys are crybabies. You're always finding something, an excuse. So we went with it. End of the three-year cycle, it comes out, we won. Even with all that, we win. It goes back to council because now we're gone. We're doing our victory lap or dance, and we show up at council, and we're all proud. Media's on it, everything else, and we're like, okay, now sign off to us, right? And they said, well, wait a minute. We think the only reason you did so well is you had competition.
Oh, no.
And so...
We're going to keep competition.
Keep competition to keep you honest. And that was the headline, to keep public side honest. I said, but you guys run us, so how can we not be honest? Like, we're not... The union, the local's not running the operation. You are.
Yeah.
So if you're going to be dishonest, it's you, not us. I don't... It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly.
And they go, well, you know, the public's interests are better kept this way. And so they reneged on the deal completely. So to this day, we have that model. To this day, they will tell you whether, you know, they've done it. The media's printed it out how many times. Counselors will tell you. Operations managers will tell you. They have nothing but trouble with the private side compared to the public. But there isn't political will to do the right thing.